You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Food lovers, welcome into another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's Wells Adams alongside Tyler Florence. Today is an audience question episode, which are actually my favorite. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Where are you now? You're not in Hawaii anymore.
I am back home. So 5 weeks on the Big Island. Miller and Lux Hualalai successfully launched. Mm-hmm. And I am back home getting a couple of days of some much deserved sleep. And then we're back at it again, man. So we're opening Town Hall in Soma, which is going to be our next restaurant. We're opening that in March. So
grind right never ends for Tyler Florence.
That's good, man. Good stuff. How are you, buddy? You good?
I'm doing great. Happy 2024 is already here. It's starting off with a bang. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on. There's aliens in Miami.
Did you see that? Okay, but not for a second do I believe that. Would you buy into it for a nanosecond or what?
Sure, I don't know. Cat Williams is going on Shannon Sharpe's podcast.
That was and doing some fire, crazy man. Stuff. Oh my God. That was, he just let it rip, didn't he?
Yeah. My buddy Joe Coy just bombed at the SAG Awards or whatever the hell it was. What else is going on?
That's a really, really tough room. Oh, my God. I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch it because normally, like, listen, Ricky Gervais was the pinnacle of giving those folks, you know what I mean, like in the television industry, a much deserved ribbing because honestly, life is pretty good and they live in a different universe than most people. So I think kind of give them a little ribbing as they go up there and get their award feels fun for everybody else. Specifically the audience. But yeah, Joe Coy had a tough room. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was tough.
Couldn't land a joke.
Yeah, and then the Epstein list came out. Didn't know anyone on that. Felt good about that.
Didn't know anybody on that, honestly. Not personally anyway. Which was still
really good. So we can start.
Yeah, exactly. Now we can talk about food.
So we're doing audience questions. And if you guys want to ask questions on Instagram, please feel free. Follow us over at Two Dudes in a Kitchen and then DM us questions, or you can even do voice notes. I'm excited about this one because this is a question I feel like doesn't get talked about in kind of food culture enough, but it is one of the most important things that's in your refrigerator for sure. So this question comes from Val Foy. And Val Foy says, I need to know if you could only have one condiment for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I think it's mayonnaise.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's got to be mayonnaise. I just don't think there's anything, because you can do so much with it, but God, is it delicious. Like, do you order a room service turkey club without extra mayonnaise to dip your french fries in?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Right. When you're putting together a quick little go-to condiment, is mayonnaise your first thing that you reach for to start to kind of church it up a little bit and add some like spicy stuff to it to make a little pink chili mayonnaise?
100%.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go a little deeper in it. What is your favorite type of store-bought mayonnaise?
Well, that's very, very interesting, right? Because if you're on the West Coast, it's Hellman's.
Yeah.
For sure. Hellman's is really great. But growing up in South Carolina,
Duke's,
right, Greenville, South Carolina, it's got to be Duke's or go home, right? Like, so Duke's is from my hometown of Greenville, South Carolina. And I think that's just the best mayonnaise on planet Earth, right? Now, there's a Sir Kensington. If you want to get really kind of pinkies up, Sir Kensington is really nice. That's more of an aioli. It has more of an olive oil finish to it, which is really great. And then you kind of get into like truffle mayonnaise and like roasted garlic mayonnaise and then like herb mayonnaise and that kind of stuff, which always tastes really great. But I think if you're on the West Coast and you don't know any better, it's Hellman's. But if you know the truth, it's got to be Duke's. And I think that's where I stand on mayonnaise.
I'm going to blow your hair back right now. I actually think that Kraft mayonnaise is the best.
Straight up Kraft?
Yeah. And I know that's not a popular thing, but once you try the Kraft, I've went and got like all three of them and tried them all. And Kraft was my jam. I don't know if it's worse for me. If it is, that's probably why it's better. At least for me. I don't know, but go try some Kraft mayonnaise.
I'm going to taste all three sort of side by side. I'm going to ABC those. And we'll see where we are. But honestly, I can say I've never done that before.
Okay.
Like just tasting those three mayonnaises specifically side by side and see which mayo reigns supreme.
Let's talk about mayonnaise real quick because it actually is quite easy to make. And if we're talking about like, okay, do I just get the condiment or do I get the things to make the condiment? That helps me out a lot because I can make a lot of other things with the things that you need to make mayonnaise, right? Yeah. So it's oil.
Yeah.
It's eggs.
Yeah. Yolks.
It's a little bit of mustard, right?
A little bit
of
Dijon mustard.
Now all of a sudden I have that condiment that I can use.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is me hacking it and then salt and pepper and then whatever you kind of want to put in, right?
So I think you want to, because so one egg yolk will hold 3 ounces of oil. So that's a really, really great ratio. And that's a little bit less than a quarter cup, right? So it's about two plus tablespoons. So if you're going to go, I'm making this recipe up off the top of my head, but like, let's say you're going to make enough for BLT sandwiches, right? So you've got your bacon, you got your lettuce, you got your tomato, you got your bread, really good bread, slightly toasted, not super toasted, but slightly toasted, right? And then you want to make some mayonnaise, right? So you're going to put the egg yolks in the bottom of a food processor or a blender. And if you want to go old school, you can make it from scratch with a whisk and a bowl, but it takes a while, right? And there's also, you kind of run the risk of it breaking if you add too much to it, right? So the yolks are going to go in the bottom. I think a little bit of dried powdered mustard is probably the best way to go. You can add a little bit of touch of Dijon, which is super nice. It adds a little sort of complexity, a little flavor balance. And then lemon juice on top of that as well. And then you want to give that a little buzz. So start to dilute your yolks and your mayonnaise and your lemon juice in the bottom. You can add a little tiny touch of water to that as well, which is nice to kind of give it just to make it nice and wet. And then what I like to do is use a super neutral oil. So I really, really like the avocado oil, which I think is delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be the base. So you want to slowly stream in avocado oil. And then I like to finish it with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, just kind of make it nice and robust and full, which is kind of fun flavor, right? So you just want to drizzle that in. And then until you get a nice sort of like kind of full consistency that kind of looks like putty, it looks like mayonnaise, right? And then you want to stop, right? There's a moment in there when if it starts to get shiny, you want to back off on the oil a little bit because it's about to break. If it gets too shiny, it's got too much oil in it. But when you make like mayonnaise from scratch, it kind of feels like a magic trick. It's kind of one of those things that it's like you're making a vinaigrette from scratch or you're, you know, just roasting a chicken. There's like little simple things that you kind of make these in front of people. It feels like, okay, next level, you know, way to go, chef. And then you can really kind of jump into, you know, mayonnaise is one of the five mother sauces. So you can really make a tremendous amount of kind of really interesting condiments to go along with that. If we're going to go back to our BLT for a second, then it's like chopped tarragon, chopped parsley, you know, a little bit of fresh basil, and you make a good smear for that on top of toast with lettuce and tomato and good crunchy bacon. You've got a masterpiece.
You just said something that I'd never heard of before that I did a quick Google. You said the five mother sauces. What are the five mother sauces?
Okay. Yeah. So mayonnaise is one of them, hollandaise, right? And then you've got a bechamel, right? You've got a tomato sauce, and then you've got a brown sauce, right? So the traditional mother sauce is called Espanol, and that's a brown mother sauce, which is basically like a gravy. Then you've got tomato sauce, right? So that's, you know, it starts off with a marinara, but then kind of gets into like a French chasseur and lots of different things you can make with that. Hollandaise is a base mother sauce. So that's so hollandaise turns into béarnaise, right? So that kind of goes down a nice trick. Mayonnaise is one of the five mother sauces, right? And then a bechamel is the fifth, right? So bechamel is kind of what you make macaroni and cheese out of.
Talk about bechamel, because I think it's an important thing, especially when dealing with cheeses, why it's so important and like what it does to cheese when you make it.
Do you want to talk about bechamel, or you want to turn that straight into macaroni and cheese?
Well, so like for what I understand, a lot of times if you want to have like a gooey cheese to like for a fondue, say, or something like that, you need to make a bechamel because the cheese will break if you don't, correct?
Yeah. You know, I've seen you know, really traditional fondue recipes that just use like a lovely sort of Swiss mountain cheese that kind of breaks down and kind of gets nice and chewy. And then they end up diluting that with a Riesling and then add a little mustard to that, which is nice. But to me, if you make, start off with the bechamel, and that's going to be 50-50 flour and butter. And you want to melt those together and until you get a toasted aroma in the bottom of the pan that smells like popcorn, right? So the flour is starting to cook a little bit and smells yummy. And then I like to add warm milk to that. And you can't use 2%. It's got to be whole. So I'll take milk, warm it up in a side pan, throw in a couple of bay leaves, throw in a nice little sprig of fresh thyme, and then whisk that into the base of the roux itself. And then that viscosity, you and I grew up in the South. They call, if you added, you know, Jimmy Dean sausage, you would have sausage gravy for biscuits. That's kind of the same thing. But then you, if you just like add the garlic and the fresh thyme to that, you can add in lots of cheddar cheese, or you can add Monterey Jack cheese to that, or you can add Gruyere and make it really kind of fancy. But you're going to have this like really super stretchy cheese sauce that, if you want to add a can of salsa to that, you have like a really nice like fundito fondue thing, which is really kind of nice. You can throw in some chips in that. But if you add that to cooked pasta and bake it, you have the world's greatest macaroni and cheese.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I want to go back to mayonnaise for a second, and I'm not sure if you said it, you might have, but I've found that when I make my own mayonnaise, one of the tricks is to make sure your eggs are room temperature. When they're cold, it seems like it doesn't work as well. Have you found that?
Yeah, it does. They don't blend as well. That's a really nice observation, by the way, right? That's kind of like one of those like next level touches. You just kind of know, if you know, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Because like your instinct is, you know, where do the eggs live? They live in the fridge. I'm going to make this, you know, I'm going to put this together in 2 seconds flat. And if the yolks are cold, they don't expand or get as fluffy or as thick as they possibly can. You can make a dense mayonnaise with cold eggs.
What is the difference between mayonnaise and aioli?
Garlic, roasted garlic.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much. Right? And then a little bit of champagne vinegar, you know, or a little bit of sort of like a vinegar note to that. But it's really just the element of garlic and extra virgin olive oil. I think that makes a really kind of nice touch with it. And again, like I like to use a neutral oil to bulk it up because if you make a mayonnaise with straight extra virgin olive oil, which a lot of traditional aioli recipes call for, I think it's a little overbearing and it's a little too heavy. But I like to make it with a real light neutral oil. Avocado is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then I like to season it with extra virgin olive oil. So it has that really kind of nice Arbequeño like aroma, that real deep olive aroma to it. And then you got something really kind of nice. And you can add in, if you add in roasted garlic to that, you have the world's greatest French fry condiment. There's nothing better.
Easy way to roast garlic. Go.
You take the heads, cut them in half, make a little tinfoil pouch, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, nice big sprig of fresh thyme on top of that, wrap it up, seal it really, really well, put it on top of a sheet tray because the olive oil has a tendency to find its way out of that foil pouch and drip on the bottom of your oven, and then bake it 350 until the house smells fantastic. It usually takes about half an hour. And then you get this like nice kind of caramelized color garlic cloves that's very squeezable, very mashable, very sweet.
And it's kind of gross, but the way you get the garlic out is almost like popping a zit. You kind of grab squeeze the it. Base of it and you squeeze yeah. it and it all kind yeah. of oozes
out. Two fingers,
out.
Two thumbs, right? And you just kind of squeeze it all out. But my God, is it absolutely delicious. Now, if you want to do, you can make a confit garlic. And we do that quite a bit in the summertime. Like if we'll go to the farmer's market and somebody's got just like spectacular garlic that's still a little purple and, you know, it feels really fresh. We'll take a bunch of those cloves and then break the husk off the outside. Put that into kind of a baking dish with extra virgin olive oil and then make a confit out of that,
ooh,
which is really nice. So we'll put that at like maybe 250, cover the garlic cloves in extra virgin olive oil. You can throw in a garlic peel in that, which is really nice. A little bit of fresh thyme. And then it's kind of orange peel in that, which is really nice. And then bake it really, really slow. Right? Because garlic contains a tremendous amount of sugar. And if you cook it too fast, it burns. But if you cook it really, really slow, it becomes very complex and very, very sweet. So you want to cook garlic at a low temperature just so it really becomes like full flavored and delicious. And it's incredible. Then you could take all those cloves out. So you don't have to deal with the paper, that squeezy thing you were just talking about a second ago. Mm-hmm. And then you just have, then if you're making your mayonnaise, you can just throw in a couple of cloves of roasted confit garlic and a little bit of that oil. And then bang, you got something nice.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
One of the problems that I've always come across when if I want to cook anything is I feel like it's just a waste of like really good expensive oil. Do you retain, like, will you say like, okay, I'm going to take that oil that I made, like confit that garlic in, and I'm going to retain it to be now garlic oil and then remove the garlic and use that for mayonnaise and aiolis and stuff like that? Is that what you do?
Could. Yeah, you certainly could. So when you do confit stuff, let's say you're going to confit chicken or confit duck. And a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about right now, but like it's a French classic technique which was very, very popular before refrigeration. So they would slow simmer things in traditionally its own fat. So a duck confit would be either cooked in duck fat or pork fat. and then it would be simmered very, very slow until it gets very nice and tender. And then they would take the whole thing because oxygen creates spoilage, right? So you could take these things and kind of put them in your root cellar packed in fat, and then you would have like cooked meat for the winter, which is really nice, right?
So really? So you'd put, you jar it almost?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And so if you can just keep the oxygen off of it, then it'll last. Now, I don't recommend anybody doing this. Like, it's not 1875, so I don't think you have to. But definitely put everything in the refrigerator. But that's kind of what that is. So it's slow cooked in a really, really good fat. Like, pork fat makes fantastic confit. Duck fat makes fantastic confit. You can go on Amazon right now and buy Wagyu fat, beef fat, which makes what they call it tallow. That makes fantastic confit. And so you can, it's just kind of like what you're into. Like, if you want to make like tough pieces of meat incredibly tender, confit is a really, really nice method to go do that. Now, to answer your question, to save that fat to do something with, so it's going to separate with the fat's going to rise to the top, and then the liquid's going to sink to the bottom. You want to separate that just by skimming the fat off, because that will last forever in the fridge or the freezer. But the liquid on the bottom will begin to sour and spoil eventually, right? So if you just want to take like beef fat or confit fat that tastes delicious, and then you can brush your steaks with that. You could, duck confit fat brushed on top of a steak. I'd eat that, right?
Yeah.
All day long. Like if you want to take that beef confit fat and throw some chilies into it and kind of make like sort of a hybrid chili crisp out of like, right, beef tallow.
I saw something recently on Instagram and I tried it out because I didn't know if it was going to work. And it was a way to reserve your bacon drippings, which is something that my mother would do all the time. We had this kind of jar next to like where she cooked, and she would just pour in bacon drippings.
Very Southern.
Very, very Southern, old school. And what they did was they took the bacon drippings, they put it in a mason jar, and then they put water in the mason jar as well, and then put the top on. Put it in the refrigerator upside down. The fat is lighter than the water, less dense than the water. So the fat rises to the top. The water with all the, I don't even know what you would call it. I guess
like impurities, would, right? Like all the
impurities and all. What is it called when you have when you deglaze a pan and you have all that stuff on the bottom of it?
Fond, F-O-N-D, right?
Fond, yeah. Sure. So all that kind of stuff stays in the water, and then once it hardens, you take it out of the refrigerator, you undo the top, all that water falls out with all the impurities, and then you're left with just pure white bacon grease that won't go bad. And I thought that was a really, really cool little hack.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, in Georgia, made pork fat biscuits like that with bacon drippings and all kinds of good stuff every week, and they were phenomenal.
Last question. We went into a lot of different directions here, but it was surrounded by condiments. One of my questions is like, how long do you think condiments last? Like, what is the shelf life of your regular mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup in the refrigerator?
Well, okay, let's talk about that. And then let's talk about being a pack rat.
Okay.
Okay. So if you've got something that you enjoyed 3 months ago living in your fridge, use it or lose it.
Okay.
Because I think when people go to the grocery store and they start buying stuff, but you only give yourself 10% of fresh shelf space because you've got a half jar of pickles, you've got a half jar of this other stuff that you bought, and it goes, you know, a foot deep into the back of your fridge. And you know who I'm talking to, and I'm talking to you listening to the car right now.
Mm-hmm. My mother, you're talking to.
I'm talking to your mother right now. So I think use it or lose it. Because if you've got an empty fridge, it's really an opportunity just to go buy some fresh stuff and kind of get some new recipes and start cooking again. But there's a mental block. If you open the fridge and it's jam packed full of stuff that you just can't figure out how to use, it becomes a visual obstacle of you creating great food.
And you and I are both ADD. I don't know if you've seen this, but one of the things a lot of people who have ADD are doing with their refrigerators is changing the way it's organized. They're putting all their condiments in the drawers and they're putting all their vegetables in the visible spaces, because if I don't see it, I forget about it and then I never use it. And then I just have bad vegetables. They just go bad. And I think that's a really smart little hack too.
I think it's a great hack. I mean, because you know, if it's right in your line of sight, you're more, because like they've got those sad vegetables.
I know.
Had to grow for 120 days.
Yeah.
just crushing through the soil, just trying to get some sunshine, taking those roots, digging down deep into the soil, trying to get some flavor. You know, then they had to get washed, to get sent to the grocery store. You found it, brought it home, and then you're just going to let these poor lettuces just sort of like rot and die in the crisper drawer.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't be that person.
I love this episode. Keep the questions coming. If you want to send in audio messages or videos, we'd love that as well. If you see a new trend on the web that we need to know about, send it in. I found one actually yesterday that we're going to do in a coming up episode because it absolutely grossed me out, but people were saying it was great. We're here to educate or debunk whatever you got for us. So let's keep seeing things roll into those DMs. And as always, you can follow us on at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be back on Thursday with one of the greats in the food television industry, Lydia Bastianich on Two Dudes in a Kitchen. See you then.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.